mankind continues the elusive search for peace and goodwill among nations. Despite treaties and all the efforts, it just hasn't happened. If you believe in God, you must look for another way. You're listening to Longitude. It's Friday, October 2, 2009. I'm Darris McNeely. Nations recently marked the 70th anniversary of the start of World War II. That war sprung from failed ideologies of nations that were bent on creating utopian world orders based on their own views. Adolf Hitler wanted a world based on Nazism. Joseph Stalin desired a rule based on the totalitarian views of communist socialism. Both men created monstrous systems of evil that led to the death of tens of millions of humans. The world is presently focused on Iran's nuclear development program. A deliverable nuclear weapon could be in the hands of this Muslim nation within a matter of months. When this happens, the Middle East will be completely destabilized. A nuclear arms race in that region will be at hand. The safety of the State of Israel will be compromised. Europe and the United States will not escape the danger posed by a nuclear-armed Iranian state. While diplomats currently work to persuade Iran to stop nuclear development, there is little chance or little hope their efforts will succeed. For 30 years, Iran has proven itself hostile to Western interests. Today, it is the number one terrorist state. We don't want to see Iran armed with the ultimate weapon. The United Nations has failed to stop Iran. No other group of nations has proven itself capable of halting this threat. You have to ask, where will it end? It is a fact that no system that's been created by man has brought about the utopian world promised by God through the prophets of the Bible. All the human efforts have failed. The truth is, the fact is, it still remains a dream. The prophet Isaiah's vision of the wolf living with the lamb and the leopard lying down with a goat and a little child in the midst of this pastoral scene is one of the most beautiful and hopeful in the entire Bible. Venomous snakes are rendered harmless as children interact safely with them. Isaiah writes, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." This biblical scene, this prophetic scene, stands as the ideal hope for mankind. Yet no one has been able to permanently create this image, this scene, this reality. Reading through the prophets, you must conclude that only God can bring about the millennium, the thousand-year-long reign of Christ on the earth as the long-foretold Messiah. Reading the scriptures, there's only one conclusion you can draw. It is that if you believe in God and His Word, the Bible, you must believe it is in His power to bring about the conditions of the Messianic age. The words of Zechariah, chapter 4 and verse 6, remind us such realities must come from God. "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel," it says, "not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Living by the laws and the principles of that coming kingdom can make all the difference in your life today. The reign of the kingdom of God on this earth is more than a dream. It's a living reality that can lift your life beyond anything you can imagine for yourself. Seize it now and begin to live it today. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.